The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is NewsOnTheDot. Today is Thursday, February 16, 2023. The U.S. naval base in Guantanamo in eastern Cuba is currently a violation of national sovereignty after 100 years of the signing of the agreement that allowed its illegal establishment in Cuba. The event occurred in 1903 during the government of Tomás Estrada Palma and was preceded by the Platt Amendment. It was imposed under the U.S. threat of military intervention in the first Republican Constitution of Cuba during the U.S. military occupation of the island. Through this document, against the will of the Cuban state and people, the United States could establish coal or naval stations, the first of them in Guantanamo Bay in southeastern Cuba. Since the triumph of the revolution in 1959, the U.S. naval base has been the starting point of provocative actions which also involved the death of Cuban soldiers and workers. Cuba has reiterated in several multilateral forums its just claim for the return of that territory, whose use is currently an insult to the principles upheld by the Cuban state and people. Cuba thanked Russia for donating 25,000 tons of wheat in the context of the global food crisis and the attempts led by the United States to suffocate the economy of both nations. Expressing the gratitude of the Cuban government and people for this gesture, the first deputy minister of the Ministry of Foreign Trade, Ana Teresita González, recalled the multiple actions of this type carried out by this Slavic country in complex moments of COVID-19 and the aftermath of recent climate events on the island. She described as invaluable the help of the Russian government and people, which shows the solidarity is the only way to face the reality imposed on our countries. At the event, the Russian ambassador Andrei Guskov verified his country's willingness to continue collaborating with this Caribbean nation, both directly and through international humanitarian organizations. Both parties reaffirmed the rejection of unilateral coercive measures as a form of political pressure against sovereign countries that defend their right to development. Cuban Book Institute Director Juan Rodriguez informed that the 31st Havana International Book Fair marked a new record of foreign participation with 52 countries compared to 48 in 2021. Rodriguez told Prensa Latina that this higher foreign presence in Cuba's major literary event increases the possibility of negotiating, publishing abroad, and promoting the right to knowledge and reading for all. He stressed that the fair, to close on February 19, strengthened alliances with institutions, with ALBA nations, and another 20 more that make up the Regional Center for the Promotion of Books in Latin America and the Caribbean. Rodriguez emphasized that this literary platform offers the opportunity to continue to exchange copyrights, co-publications, and print books and e-books, and many more experiences for collaboration and negotiation. And in the international agenda, we have that. On Wednesday, Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez conveyed his condolences to relatives of the victims of the unfortunate traffic accident in Gualaca, Panama, where irregular migrants, including Cuban citizens, were involved. He noted that the Cuban embassy is in contact with them to assist those affected. Rodriguez insisted in that Cuba reiterates its permanent commitment to regular, safe, and orderly migration and pointed out that the Cuban embassy in Panama maintains communication with competent authorities to identify the victims of Cuban nationality and provide the required consular assistance to our compatriots and their families. Meanwhile, Nicaraguan police reported the seizure in the capital of more than 1 kilogram of cocaine, valued at more than $35,900. According to Mayor Commissioner Cesar Cuadra, second chief of the Public Relations Directorate of the police institution, the drugs is made in a house in the Villasol neighborhood of Managua. The information specified that the captured person, whose name is Jesse Francisco Otero, has a criminal and drug trafficking record. The commissioner detailed that an illegal pistol, a Hyundai van, and drug money were also seized from the detainee. The authorities reiterated their commitment to continue working for public security and the safety of families and communities with the implementation of the strategy of the state containment wall. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.